This podcast is part of the Deluxe Edition Network. To find other great shows on the network, head over to deluxeeditionnetwork.com. That's deluxeeditionnetwork.com.
Hey, it's Sarah, one of the voices of IAP Radio, and I'm here at this moment to talk to you about coffee. Dave and I drink a lot of coffee, and for us, it's an all-day beverage. And if you want to get on our level, do so with Coffee Brothers Coffee. This is a two-person brother team, hence the name, that roasts all their coffee in small batches right out of New York City. Coffee Bros sources seasonal award-winning and specialty coffee focusing on high-scoring and high-quality blends. They do espresso roasts and single-origin coffees that are all small-batch roasted. You can experience complex taste notes from fragrant to aromatic to bold and rich. So head over to coffeebros.com, that's CoffeeBros.com, and use the promo code IAPRadio10 for 10% off your purchase. Again, that's coffeebros.com, and use the promo code IAPRadio10 for 10% off your purchase, and drink like Dave and I.
Yeah!
I mean, like, he does run into coffee pools sometimes.
Because he's fucking blind.
He's not blind, he's stupid.
I don't know. He looks
he's
like a
stupid.
Smart dog to me. He got what he wanted. How stupid can he be?
This is true. No, he's definitely stupid.
You got exactly what he wanted. You wanted wrapped up in your sweatshirt to do a show. So now
yeah,
we're gonna
he wanted to hang out. We have a new
co-host for the podcast.
Ah.
Opioid the Doug.
Shithead.
The internet's gonna be loving this Doug.
He's alright. I mean, it's either this or the high pitch blood-curdling screeches that he has.
Yeah, I'd rather that.
The blood-curdling screeches?
Yeah. It echoes the shit inside my head, so it's fine.
And then the voices come out?
The freaks come out at night.
Mom. Yeah. Well, we're out in the morning, so.
Yeah. Well, you know, whatever.
Guess.
Yeah, but no, the internet's going to love this dog, so we are going to keep it. You know who the internet doesn't fucking love? It's Lizzo. I wonder if this is whole elaborate April Fool's prank where she's saying she quits. But you know what? Now if she quits, she's going to sit around the house. And you know what they say about people who sit around the house? When they sit around the house, they're going to sit around the house. So, hello and welcome to another episode of In a Pickle, the show that is dedicated to the less glamorous side of sports. I could say jokes like that because I'm fat too. I am your host, Dave Houghton. And with me today, she just got a DNA test back. It turns out she's 100% that chick, Sarah Retallick. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
I figured I'd do a little Lizzo in there, too, you know?
It's fine. Appreciate.
100% that chick. That dog is 100% the master in this situation right here. You are currently cuddling this dog. And
yeah,
that dog is loving life right now.
He is. He's a little baby.
Yeah.
He's just a baby.
100-year-old baby dog.
Yep. Not 100.
Right, he's halfway there. So,
yeah,
we are here. Sarah, this is a huge episode. We are at episode 100. We made it. 100. One fucking hundred times. And technically, the podcast is a little older than that because we do have episodes that are in the dark web where the former co-host Greg McMurrow was on the show as well. But the dark web's out there. But 100 episodes together, Sarah.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, so we're lying about the age of the show, just like you're lying about the age of that dog. So, you know what? We are celebrating 100 episodes. Sarah, I must thank you for putting up with me for 100 episodes.
I must thank you for putting up with me.
Well,
because that's a lot. A lot of people in my life do not want to put up with me. They're like, yeah, no, bye.
Well, I mean, I question my life every day because of what I do. So,
right, of what you do and your life choices.
Yeah, but
being friends with me is a poor life choice.
I wouldn't say poor. I would say misjudgment in character.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so that's okay, though. I could tell you a couple of people who made better life choices, and that's the people who are coming up in our rewind. So let's kick it off with our 100th episode. Sarah, hit us with the rewind.
The Yaga bobbleheads have been recovered.
Why didn't we call this the Yaga Saga?
Oh my God, we had an opportunity. What the fuck is wrong
really
with us?
We really fucking missed it on this one. Yaga Saga. Wow. God damn it.
We really dropped the... I mean, we dropped the ball on many things, but this...
Absolutely.
Would have been perfect. Look at us. Shit. Oh, well. All right, so you ready to hear what happened? Because now we know what happened.
I got a few questions, so I want to hear it.
I have questions, too. I'm very confused.
Yeah.
I mean, I usually am, but this just confused me more.
No, but this in particular is oddly confusing. So
yes.
So kick it off.
So they arrived from Hong Kong to California. It was told to the Penguins organization that the truck was that was crossing the country had engine troubles because they were supposed to drive overnight to get to Pittsburgh. All right. Then it all of a sudden changed where a company with fake paperwork had arrived at the distribution center and then they just drove off with the product. They're like, yeah, okay. I'm out. We're taking this. Yeah. Right? Right.
All right. So I guess I'm following so far.
Yeah, I'm already lost. Right. The FBI, the LAPD, and Homeland Security were working together to get these bobbleheads.
This is why we can't get anything done in this country because we're hunting out fucking bobbleheads instead of what we really need to do.
Facts.
And that's find Nicole Simpson's real killer and finally put OJ on the innocent list of the American people. No, I'm lying.
I was just saying my look should say it all. My look was like, really?
Opie's look too.
Yeah.
Am I calling the dog the right name? Is it Opie, right?
It's Opie.
Okay,
yeah.
Because I keep saying opioid and I'm probably offending all the heroin addicts we have that listen to the show.
No, they're mostly meth junkies.
Yeah.
So,
they're really popular on the internet.
Wicked popular. So they are spending their time searching for these bobbleheads. They were being held for ransom. And once they realized that the Penguins, here's the best part. They finally had this realization that the Penguins barely pay for players. Never mind what they pay for these fucking bobbleheads. They were like, okay, we're going to ditch the cargo. And the cargo was found in Ontario, California, then made it across the country.
Well, I mean, you can tell how much they actually paid for these bobbleheads because they put them on the slow boat from China. Like, they could have express mailed them via airplane and had them land in Pittsburgh.
But
instead they just like, I mean, how many bobbleheads were there? 18,000?
Like 18,000, 19,000, something like that.
Okay.
Between 18 and 19.
Just, I mean, pay the extra money, have it shipped overnight.
They're not gonna pay for that.
But they're not gonna do it.
We're talking about the Fenway Group. Let's remember, Pittsburgh is under the Fenway Group umbrella.
You know what? The odd part is I always forget that.
See?
I really do.
And then
I always
forget. Shit like this happens and you're like, why didn't they pay for it? And then you're like, oh, Fenway Group.
Fenway Group, right. They need another 5-story yacht instead.
With the 20-year-old girls.
Yeah.
You go, John Henry.
I mean, first of all, I don't really know what you're going to get via ransom for bobbleheads.
What would you get? Like, are you asking for?
If I had a shipment of bobbleheads, right? coming to us. Say we made bobbleheads of ourselves.
Oh God, that'd be disastrous.
They wanted them, right? People wanted them. And then all of a sudden this terrorist organization, I don't know what you want to call these bobblehead terrorists, right? They intercept our packages and they hold them for ransom. It's probably cheaper for me just to reorder them.
Yeah.
Try it again.
I'll give you some stickers. Like, what do you want
right.
from me?
Like,
I ain't got no money.
Pittsburgh could have just, like, what do these people intend to get? Like, what do they think?
I bet you Pittsburgh came back and was like, we can give you season tickets. And they were like, no.
I mean, not for nothing, but the Penguins didn't even pay for these bobbleheads. It's whatever fucking company sponsored the bobbleheads. So, yeah, they were free for the Penguins anyways. You know,
yeah, and they were ordered like 6 months ago.
Yeah. And it's like, what? I don't understand what people think they're going to get. You probably had a better shot selling them on the internet.
Seriously, you make your money that way.
Yeah. Then getting a ransom from the fucking Penguins. How stupid is that? It just doesn't, it doesn't seem real. You know, I just don't understand. I don't understand their train of thought, and to not even look into the organization that you're trying to scam, the fact that they don't pay, like you said,
right.
They don't pay their players. Why would they pay a terrorist organization for bobbleheads?
It's of all the organizations. I mean, Yaga has steam. He has legs. You could get money for Yaga related things, but they're still going to Pittsburgh.
Right.
And Pittsburgh has nothing to give.
Right.
Like, they have nothing to offer except for pain and sadness and not even making the playoffs. I mean, come on.
All these resources looking into bobbleheads really, like, just boggles my mind.
Maybe
FBI,
that's why.
LAPD, Homeland Security.
Maybe this is why they raided Diddy's house.
You think he stole the bobblehead? You think he's the head of this?
Did he steal the bobbleheads?
Was he? You know what? Now, I gotta say, all signs point to the fact that maybe Diddy did this.
What didn't Diddy do?
What didn't Diddy do? Diddy done did this. All right, Diddy done did this. I'm going to say this is a Diddy did.
Diddy did it.
Diddy
ice
did
ice cream bar.
Yep.
And ice cream, full ice cream bar. Diddy did it.
Yeah. This is a Diddy. Diddy done did it. All right. So let's get into the news, because that is a Diddy done did a dumb story. All right.
Damn.
As hard as those things are to say, I'm actually surprised that I said.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I'm pretty good
so
with some things. Not all things.
Yeah. I was like, small majority of things.
All
tiny
right.
majority.
All right.
All right. Listen, it's me mirroring. It's me looking in the mirror, because I know where my weaknesses are, and it's everything.
Right. I'm talking with the man in the mirror. All right. So what's going on in the news?
All right. Toronto Raptors forward 24-year-old Jontay Porter is under investigation by the NBA for whether or not he violated the NBA's gambling policy.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say he did.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is exactly what we were talking about in last week's episode when we talked about Shohei and all that shit, that him gambling and all that stuff. This is going to be a reoccurring thing. This is the new wave of a domestic violence or a drunk driving thing.
This is it.
I mean, drunk driving and domestic violence will always be there, but this is going to be on par with those stories where they come out every week. So-and-so hit his wife. So-and-so drove drunk. So-and-so gambled on sports. It's going to be the same go-round, where it's going to be like a Jackson Mahomes and John Morant story, where we're just like, I don't want to talk about this anymore.
I don't want
to. Because you should expect that one of those three is going to happen. So from now on, after this, when we do episode 101, we're just going to spin the wheel and we're going to play guess what happened to this person. All right.
Ooh.
And if we'll do
Do I
like a
get to
little
make a
bingo
wheel?
sheet. We should make a wheel.
We should make a wheel.
Yeah. Guess what
Oh,
happened? We'll do
yes.
DUI, domestic violence, sports gambling, murder. I
Oh,
mean,
we are.
because we technically have all of them in this show right now, minus maybe murder. I don't know. There might be a murder in here.
You never know.
You never know.
This, holy shit, we need to make a wheel.
All right, so the NBA released a statement on Porter, right?
Yes, in which they were checking into some irregulars related to prop bets. The NBA is looking into two games where there were more betting interests in several of Porter's prop bets. So not even the whole team, specifically him.
Oh,
The
man.
first, yeah, this is where you go, yeah, you're guilty.
Yeah.
The first one was on January 26th when Porter played just 4 minutes against the LA Clippers and left the game with an eye injury. The Raptors forward had 0 points, 3 rebounds, and just one assist, which resulted in all of the unders hitting in those props. So that's number one. Number two, on March 20th, Porter played 3 minutes against the Phoenix Suns before leaving the game due to illness. He finished with 0 points and just 2 rebounds. Once again, hit the under.
That is red flagged.
They also stated that he, well, allegedly, whomever it may be, was making deposits and betting like $20,000 when the limit was 2,000.
Well, how do they
Like,
make 20,000 if there's a limit?
it's like a normal, I guess, like normal limit on prop bets is like 2,000. And this person was like, hey, can I do 20? And they were like, okay, one time. I don't know. That was kind of a sketchy source that I
Well, that's
looked
how they
at.
got themselves caught, because why don't excuse me, why don't you just make the bet 10 times?
Right.
Right?
I don't
Like,
know.
because if you go on any of these betting sites, the FanDuels, the MGM, you can bet multiple times on one
Yeah.
thing. Like, you don't have to put $100 down on one thing. You can bet 10 times, you know? And I don't know if it turns out to be the same money or and or less, but
I'd figure
I
less
mean,
taxes.
it'll 100% be less taxes, you know? I mean, that's just red flagging yourself. I mean, why make one large deposit in the bank where you can just go to the bank once a week and make small deposits? Right? I mean, that's,
I don't know. I don't want to go to the bank more than I have to.
I don't want to go to the bank either, but you can't go to the bank and deposit $10,000 with them asking you questions, but you can go
Yeah.
in there 10 times a day and deposit $1,000.
This is true.
And they don't ask any questions.
Well, they're
So,
not going to ask questions regardless. They just want your money. They
yeah.
want to steal your money.
I don't know. I don't know. So I mean, so what's going to happen to them? I mean, they're looking into it
They're looking
and.
into the invest, they're investigating it, and I'm sure he'll be out like trout, like, bye.
Yeah, they're going to look into it. They're going to find him guilty and they're going to kick him out and he's going to be banned for life. And this is going to be a reoccurring thing. So,
Yes. And he's
yeah.
24, so it's like, what are you doing, sir?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, gambling is an addiction, but I mean, you also have a multi-million dollar job,
Right.
and maybe that's a little more important. Maybe seek help.
I
I
don't
don't.
know. To some people, it may not be. Some people just need that thrill.
Yeah. Well,
Money,
I
money,
mean,
cash, money.
maybe, I don't know. Maybe go hand gliding or something.
Oh my God, into
Yeah,
a
go
wall
parachuting without the
parachute?
parachute. You know, go
Yeah.
skydiving without a parachute. So I don't know.
Just
But
have a backpack full of bricks.
there is a new shithead on the Chiefs.
Oh, this breaks my heart because I had him on my fantasy team last year.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude's gonna be good.
Yeah.
It's
well,
gonna be
now he's gonna maybe be in jail. So,
well, we don't know.
Well, yet. We don't know.
We'll have to wait and see.
We're just speculating, but Rashid Rice may or may not be in trouble.
May or may not, because the Dallas police are looking for him. He's a wide receiver for Kansas City. He was clutch last year. He had a vehicle that is in his name involved in a 6-car accident along North Central Expressway in Dallas. The preliminary investigation determined two drivers, one in a Corvette and the other in a Lamborghini, were speeding in the far left lane when the drivers lost control and the Lamborghini traveled onto the shoulder and hit the center median, causing a chain reaction. Did you see the pictures of all the cars? They were just
smashed up. Yeah.
Smashed the fuck up. And I was
There's video I posted on our Instagram where it was like right after the accident and the cars. There's just cars everywhere.
There's cars everywhere, just riddled across the stretch of highway.
Yeah.
There are also pictures released of the drivers and the passengers that were in both vehicles leaving the scene. They had walked up the highway, crossed over the median, and bounced.
Yeah. They ran up the hill of the median, like on the off ramp.
Yeah.
On the off ramp. And there was people taking pictures of them running away.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You don't think that people have cell phones to take pictures of you?
Right.
Like, just see what happens. Why are you leaving?
I mean, there are so many people with dash cams now. And if you don't have a dash cam, you definitely have a cell phone.
Yeah.
So you can't get away with shit anymore.
No.
Except apparently stealing Jager bobbleheads.
Yeah. Serious. I can't even get
so started. So we don't know if Rice was involved in any of this, though.
We don't know.
Yeah.
It hasn't been determined yet. However, the Dallas police are looking for him and are like, hey, where you be? One of your vehicles was involved in this accident. Regardless, his insurance rates are going to go up if he was involved or not.
Right.
Also, the person who is borrowing your car, were they on your insurance? Because that's a whole other thing. Now, he could come back and cover his ass and say, no, that shit was stolen.
You got to get behind this. Like, you got to get in front of this right away. You got to say the shit was stolen.
You got to say, oh, it was your brother? Too bad. Yeah. Shit was stolen.
I fell asleep. He stole the keys. He wanted to go joyriding and fucked up, smashed his car.
Yeah.
Because not only did you, like, you know, get into this accident and it was a 6-car pileup, but you also are fleeing the scene.
Yes.
So you already avoid, like, any DUI charges because, you know, it's been too long. And we're, like, 2-3 days at press
past
time. We're 3 days past it. And I mean, what? No one's coming out and saying anything. So,
no.
I mean, I don't know.
Say that it was stolen.
Yeah.
And yeah, they went drag racing and were doing whatever, but say it was stolen. Cover your ass.
Has there been any, has Rice come out and said anything yet?
I haven't seen anything.
He's already implementing himself in this because he should just come out and be like, I had no idea. I wasn't even in Dallas.
Nah, I was in California looking for bobbleheads.
Yeah. I was on the Diddy department.
Nobody wants to be on the Diddy department.
No, not anymore.
That's a scary place.
That's why Notorious B.I.G. killed
himself. I don't know. LeBron loves Diddy parties. Did you see that video that came out?
No, but not surprised.
Ain't no party like a Diddy party are the words of LeBron. You would never hear Michael Jordan saying that shit.
That's right. That's right. Michael Jordan was having his own parties.
Yeah. With hookers and blow. Yeah. Not with little boys and roofies.
He was gambling.
I got to pay those gambling debts.
So we go from Super Bowl winner to Super Bowl winner. But this one's kind of sad, though. Because
it's so sad.
He is a hero here in New England.
He sure is. Oh.
Yeah.
Malcolm Butler, who was arrested and charged with a DUI, has had his license suspended and is not allowed to drive in Rhode Island, according to a judge in Providence.
It's honestly, not a far stretch of road anyway, so it's okay.
Right. And honestly, like, there is no loss there.
No.
None.
There's
like,
no need
else?
To go to Rhode Island.
Just to cut through to get to Connecticut.
Yeah.
Get to Foxwoods.
I'd go around.
Yeah. Go all the way around. Oh, that's yeah. so long.
Yeah, but
it's quicker to get to Mohegan that way. So
let's
he
go
was
gambling.
Let's just go gambling. Let's just do this.
Let's just
have
go
an,
to Everett.
We're going
to
have, yeah, we can have an IAP outing.
Yeah.
At the Encore.
Yeah. We'll
it's
go sports.
Be...
We'll go to the sports book.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Sold.
Let's do this. Let's do an outing. It's just
right.
us drunk.
Meet us at the Encore.
Guys.
We'll drop our location. You come meet us. I mean, I'm only going to stay at the Encore for at least 20 minutes before I'm fucking bored because that place sucks.
It sucks. It's terrible.
Sucks. I haven't
seen
the sports book
been.
Yet.
I've
I haven't seen the sports book yet.
I
I'm curious to see what that is, but it's hard as fuck to get a drink there.
Really? Oh,
yeah,
that's
because there's only one tiny little bar.
Why?
And it's not
what?
Even
they
centrally
had so
located.
Much possibilities. Oh,
yeah,
well.
They fucked it up.
I
anyways.
Mean, it's also Everett. Let's
yeah.
Let's either here nor there.
Let's be real.
All right. So he had been arrested on March 16th. According to the police, he was stopped and wow, my words can't really function. According to the police, he was stopped and blocking traffic on Mineral Spring Ave just around 3 a.m. A strong odor of alcohol was coming from him, and his speech was extremely delayed and slurred. And he also had bloodshot, watery eyes, which he could have been crying because, again, he's in Providence.
That's true.
So, allegedly, after Butler had been pulled over, well, he was pulled over, but after the police had come up to his vehicle, he had just replied with, just take me to jail.
Yeah, I mean, at this point,
just take me to jail.
Admit your wrongs. You know, you're going to, you fucked up.
Just take me to jail.
But just take me to jail.
Just take me to jail.
I mean, you know, Providence has a history with New England athletes. I mean, this is the site where Mo Vaughn flipped his truck over.
It's because they go down there for the strip club.
Right. Right. I mean, you can find strip clubs. Go to Portland.
But isn't the one that's down there? Oh my God, what the fuck is it?
It used to be called Mac 2's, allegedly.
Yeah, or allegedly.
I don't
that's
know.
That's everyone's infamous. That's an infamous.
Yeah.
Fucking. You can get, and it's not over the pants handies there.
No, no OTPHAs at Mac 2's?
No,
you're not allowed. So what is it?
It's no pants full service.
Oh. I didn't know that.
You didn't know that? You
no, I gotta go, though.
Room.
All right, thanks for listening.
Bye! All of a sudden.
Fucking 10 in the morning, I'm driving down to Providence.
I'm reporting next week. So Dave was allegedly on the side of the road.
Don't even fucking lie. You will be doing the episode next week from the fucking strip club. Because you'll be like, oh, he looks like he's having fun. I'll meet you there. And then we'll go to the casino. And then we'll get disappointed and then we'll go home.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm just already disappointed at the strip club because it's the morning shift.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
A whole lot of cesarean sections in SAG.
Yeah. 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 Do you remember King Arthur's in Chelsea? Yeah. Yeah. Allegedly, they had strippers with cesarean scars and bullet holes. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. They also were the ones that had the artificial legs.
Yes.
Prosthetic legs. Yeah.
Hey. Allegedly. Allegedly. Allegedly, I might have seen
allegedly.
Yeah. I don't know. Oh, man. You ever been to a strip club in the morning? Not a fun place.
Don't.
Not a fun,
don't do
allegedly,
it.
Not a fun place.
Unless they have a breakfast buffet.
I don't know if I'd eat at a strip club. I mean, I heard the Squire has really good steak tips back in the day. I don't know.
According to Ron Swanson.
I don't know if I could do legs and eggs. I don't know.
You
something
know
about
those
eggs at a strip club I'm just not into.
Oh, why is there glitter?
Yeah.
in my syrup.
What? I mean, you want to give me a good short stack of pancakes? We might talk, but eggs, pass.
No.
But
you could also compare the strippers to the short stack of pancakes.
That's true.
Look at that short stack up there.
Oh, my God. We have fallen off this rail.
Yeah. Lifts up her fupa.
Are we ready to get into the biggest pickle?
Yeah, I'm just going to go on and ramble on.
Let's just go. Yeah. All right. So, Sarah, who is this week's biggest pickle?
Nice. This is the biggest pickle of all. Like, in all of history.
The biggest pickle we've had on this show?
Biggest pickle we have had in
there's some big shoes to fill with a big pickle, so
yes, like, this is record breaking huge, David. Record breaking. It was grown in Myerstown, Pennsylvania by Jim and Cindy Myers, and with their efforts and love, they were able to bring a 3,078-pound pickle into the world to set a Guinness World Record in 1993.
I'm calling bullshit on this one. Myerstown, and their last name is Myers?
Maybe they just have their own little farm. I don't know. Some people, you can make your own town if you pay enough. Over the Pants Handies will get you everything, apparently, down in Pennsylvania.
I don't know.
Well, did you know the largest pickle jar in the world was revealed at the annual pickle festival in Turkey, and it was almost 5 feet high with a diameter of over 3 feet and holds a Guinness World Record of the largest pickle jar in the world.
That's where we have to do the show next year, at the pickle fest
in Turkey.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because we can get pickles and turkey. So.
Yes. Well, do they? Okay. Turkey's
known for turkey, I heard. That's where the turkeys come from. All right. So that's going to do it here for us at In a Pickle. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Go and check us out at iapradio.com, where you can find all of our social media accounts. You can find us on the YouTubes, the Twitters, the Instagram. Somebody yelled at somebody for calling it Twitter, and it's X. And I don't give a fuck.
Who cares? It's still whatever.
I'll call whatever. I identify as a Twitter user. How's that?
I respect it.
Sarah's dog's going crazy. Go over to the deluxeeditionnetwork.com and listen to all the Den Network podcasts. Sarah is being fully attacked. I can't wait to post this video. It's going to be great. I'm going to have like a whole short thing about it, so it's going to be great. Where did I leave off? Go to the deluxeeditionnetwork.com and check out the podcast, especially the podcast of the month, especially Sarah's pod, other podcast, Generation Mixtape. You can go to gmtpod.com for all of the Generation Mixtape shows.
Holler.
And after you go to that, go to iepradio.com.
No, go to IEP first.
Well, do whatever you want.
There's so much more exciting stuff.
It's 2024. Just do whatever
you
want.
Just do it. As Nike would say, just do it.
Just go ahead and get it done. That's the knockoff brand of Nike.
And Diddy did it.
Nikki. Diddy Dunn did this show. Too bad we couldn't get him on the show. Yeah. It's all right. You can follow Sarah at Daddy O Sports Cards on Instagram. Check out her cool cards. And follow everyone on the show. Follow us. Follow her.
Follow
Den. Follow everybody. What else we got? That's it?
I got nothing.
All right. So, four.
Happy 100th. Happy 100th.
Oh, happy 100th, Sarah. Thank you so much.
Happy 100th.
Without you, I couldn't do this. Because
without you, I wouldn't be doing it.
Well, that's true. Yeah. So, I'm welcome.
Thank you, sir. You're my friend. Thank you for being a friend. Down the world back again.
We got to cover that song. All right, so for Sarah Retallick, I'm Dave Houghton, and we will see you next time. Goodbye.
Bye.
Happy April Fools.
Bitches.
Bitches. The largest pickle. That is pretty big, though.
Huge, that's what she said.
Oh, man.
This has been a Mayday Media production.